Brock and Hunter.
Well, hey there. How the hell are you? Good to see you. Good morning. 7:10. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. I'm going to see some clouds today. Not as cold, thank God. I don't mind it warming up a little bit. It was kind of brisk this weekend. We do have a chance for some snow later on. High of 30 tonight. Cloudy, rain, and snow. Low of 30 tonight. Rising to a nice day tomorrow. Well, temperature-wise, high of 40. We do have a chance for some rain. Cloudy pretty much throughout the day. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning. Cloudy in the afternoon. Chance of rain, high of 42. Right now, it's 20.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, researchers at the University of Leicester. It's in England. I can never say any of those words. I'm an idiot. Anyway, just finished up a study on zombies, and they figured out that it would take less than 100 days for the zombies to kill or infect everyone on the planet and totally wipe out humanity. Less than 100 days. Apparently we are a feeble creature. They estimated that every zombie would have a 90% chance of infecting one person per day or eating their brains. That would make the infection spread twice as fast as the plague did in Europe in the 14th century, and it would drop the population from 7.5 billion people to just 181 people in 100 days. However, there is some hope. Those numbers don't account for us fighting back. That's if we were just, you know, docile and we just took it. If we just took it from the zombies. Now, if every person has a chance, a 10% chance of killing one zombie every day, we could kill off all the zombies within about 3 years. So by fighting back, we have a chance. And a few hundred people who manage to avoid getting infected could begin repopulating the earth, giggity. Although it would take about 27 years before the population would really start to recover again. Which isn't that long. 27 years? I don't know. The dying off part doesn't sound that great. The repopulating part, that sounds pretty cool. So we'll see. If it ever happens, we got to fight back, man. Got to fight back or we're doomed. A bar in Brooklyn is giving away free booze to guys who visit the bar and cut off their man buns. That is right. This bar doing amazing work, man. Doing amazing work. Bushwick's Booby Trap is offering a full bottle of booze. Full bottle. Still got the wrap on top and everything. To any man who shows up and gets rid of their hipster hair trend once and for all. Something to think about because, New Year's, everyone's, got their resolutions. Maybe it is to not be a hipster douchebag anymore. Well, if that's the case, go get your man bun cut off and get a brand new bottle of booze. I love this. Every bar should do this. And lastly, President-elect Donald Trump has slammed new Celebrity Apprentice host Arnold Schwarzenegger over the season's premiere and poor ratings. The show debuted Sunday night and was watched by just under 5 million viewers, which is down 43% from Trump's last premiere in 2015. The president-elect who hosted the show for 14 seasons, God, that's been on for 14 seasons, tweeted, quote, "Wow, the ratings are in and Arnold Schwarzenegger got swamped by comparison to the rating machine DJT Donald J. Trump." And he wasn't done there, adding, "Being a movie star, there was season one compared to season 14. Now compare him to my season one, but who cares? He supported Kasich and Hillary." Arnold responded back to Trump saying, quote, "I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you'll work for all of the American people as aggressively as you worked for your ratings," end quote. Ooh, he clapped back at that. I think Trump has more important things to worry about than Celebrity Apprentice, but our soon-to-be president is not a typical politician, so I guess we'll just wait and see. We'll wait and see. Also, Arnold's not a guy that you want to argue with. He could literally break Donald's hip with one, probably, punch. I'm just saying. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?